Phoenix Audio presents
Walking Shadow by Robert B. Parker. The last time I'd worked in Port City had been in 1989, when an important software tycoon had hired me to retrieve his wife who had run off with a fisherman named Costa. Her name was, incredibly, Minerva, and I found her okay. She was living in a shack on the waterfront with Costa, who, when the fish weren't biting, which was mostly, worked as a collector for a local loan shark. This led Costa to believe that he was tougher than he actually was, a point he finally forced me to make. He spent a couple of days in the hospital afterward, and while he was in there, Minerva refused to leave his side. I finally concluded that despite his shortcomings, she was better off with him than she was with the important software tycoon, and I bowed out. The tycoon refused to pay me. And when I wouldn't tell him where his wife was, he attempted to get my license revoked. I had heard that he went down to Port City himself after that and got booted out of town by the police chief, an ex-state cop named Despain, who, as far as I could see, ran the town, despite the official presence of a mayor and a board of aldermen. I called Minerva a couple years later to see how she was, and they were gone. I never knew where. Now, driving with Susan through a hard, cold rain that slanted in steadily against the windshield, nothing much had changed. The city was in a punch bowl. With the land sloping harshly down to the harbor, it had always been a fishing port, and once it had been a textile manufacturing city as well. But after the war, the mills had moved south in search of cheap labor. Now there was nothing but fish processing, and the smell of it hung over the town. In the time of the mills flourishing, the Yankees who owned